Hey, you. Come down here, right now. Yeah, you. Zacchaeus, come down here right now. Imagine what it was like at that time in the crowd. And then all of a sudden, everyone is crowding around Jesus. And then all of a sudden, he says, Zacchaeus, come down. And everybody's going, who is Zacchaeus? Who is this person, Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus is one who wanted to have an encounter with Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus. That's all he wanted, was to see him. He'd heard all the good things about him, but all he wanted to do was see Jesus. Thank you, Zacchaeus, for coming down. God bless you. You know, don't we all want to have an encounter with Jesus? Don't we all want to have that encounter? Isn't that why we come to church? Isn't that why we come and we receive communion? It's because, like Zacchaeus, we have come for that encounter. But there are some of us, like in the crowd, that maybe take it for granted. But there are some of us who don't take it for granted. Since it might be those people that haven't come to church for a while, and that encounter is difficult for them. It's like Zacchaeus. He was very short. He couldn't see over the crowd. He couldn't get close to Jesus. I mean, he was a tax collector. Nobody liked him anyway, much less is going to open a way for him to go and to see Jesus. But he still persisted, and he went up into the tree. There are people in the world like Zacchaeus. They can't bring themselves to that encounter with Christ because they have obstacles in front of them. We are those obstacles. We are the crowd that has encircled Jesus. We are the ones that won't allow some other people to come to him. And they give up. Some give up, but some don't give up. Those that have not given up have come and encountered our Lord and come and found that the crowd is not as hostile as they might have thought. But there are others who don't see and don't understand who the parish is. There are others that seek our Lord, and they are afraid to come. There are others who seek our Lord that maybe are too prideful to come. There are others who seek the Lord who maybe abandoned him many, many years ago because they did not feel the connection when they came to the church. My friends, we are taught in Scripture that we are the body of Christ. So when people come for an encounter, when they come to have a meal, they come to have it with us because we are the physical body of Christ in the world. The Holy Spirit is his divinity, but we are the physical body. If we don't invite people to come out of the woodwork, to come out of the trees, to come out of wherever they are in their lives, who knows why? There might be unchurched. There might be people that had bad experiences in churches. There might be people that don't know anything about Jesus Christ. When we leave, imagine the network of our trail. You know, if we were dropping breadcrumbs throughout the week that could be monitored and mapped, imagine how long of trail and how diverse of a trail each one of us will leave in our lives. And then we all come back to church on Sunday. Well, on those trails, there are many, many Zacchaeuses. There are many, many people who do want to have an encounter with God. They want to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. How can they have an encounter if Zacchaeus was not invited by the Lord? He would never have had an encounter. He would have just seen him at a distance. Now, as much joy as that might have brought him, as much edification as that might have brought him, it is the encounter that truly made a difference in Zacchaeus' life. We have people driving by and see our church, but they have not been invited to have an encounter with the body of Christ that dwells in this church. So how do we fix that? I don't know. That's your job and my job. Because wherever I'm going to drop the breadcrumbs, it says I meet people too. And sometimes the opportunities, and many times the opportunities come to invite someone. We're not trying to twist arms. We're not trying to hit them over the head with the Bible. We just want them to know that they're welcome. If you welcome 1,000 people and one comes and has an encounter with Jesus Christ, it's worth it. But we don't force, we don't press people, but we are inviting. Now, how do we invite? We invite by our own actions. We have to be inviting people, people that others are attracted to, because they see Jesus Christ in our lives. I'm not talking about the superficial things. I'm talking about someone who is caring and loving and compassionate and merciful. Someone who's not going to turn and not look where they don't want to see someone. These are all things that are inviting to people. Now, many people might see you and feel that you are inviting, but that connection is never made. Well, maybe next time. But there will be others who you do make the connection with. There are others that you see frequently. They might be family members that have forgotten about the church, that are not interested in the church. They might be young people who left the church because they didn't feel that they belonged in the church. There might be others who left the church because they didn't feel welcome in the church. And again, others that just didn't understand a thing in the church. All of these people have to know that they are welcome to come back. We're not trying to force anyone, but we want everyone to know that they are welcome. So when we leave today and are dropping our breadcrumbs until next week, it says, think of all the places that you go and of all the people that you meet, and be an image, be the icon of Jesus Christ in your life, and people will come to you as they did on that day that they crowded around Jesus in Jericho. These are the ways that we can work. Not because we're working alone, but this is the way the Holy Spirit works. If you are open, if you are the image of Christ, then the Holy Spirit will bring people to you. Not to put a lot of pressure on you, not to say, teach me all of the Orthodox theology in 5 minutes, but they will be attracted to you. And when we have that opportunity, it says, don't allow that opportunity to go away. Don't allow that opportunity to slip away. Make that extra effort, the way Zacchaeus made the extra effort to climb into the tree to help someone else. To help someone else have that encounter with our Lord. And then our Lord will also go and dwell in their house, within their temple, and they will have supper with them, even the sinners like Zacchaeus.